Tonight's shiur in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Omer Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of the Mishnah Berurah, getting towards the end of Simon Tuf Kuf Vav. We're talking about kneading on Yontif, making a dough, and talking about Hafrashas Challah. And we left off on the very, very top line in the middle of the Ramah. And he says, Vim Rotze, if a person wishes to, Yuchal Lolush Od Iso Achas Biyontif. If a person didn't take off Challah on a dough that was made on Erev Yontif, so we brought down in Yesterday Shi, now let it go do that on Yontif. So what's the Eitzah? We want to fulfill the mitzvah. So what are you supposed to do? So he gives an Eitzah. If you want, you could go and knead a new dough, Lolush Od Iso Achas Biyontif. Go, you'll have to bake fresh bread, so go make a new dough on Yontif. V'yitzarfem Yachad, then bring the old dough that needed to have Hafrashas Challah done on it, that you had baked or had kneaded the day before, and bring it close together to the new dough. As we'll see, each of them has to have the shear of challah. V'yafrish me'osa isa gam al mashalosh me'erev yontif. And now, take off Hafrashas Challah from the new dough, and have in mind that that should be not only for the new dough, but take off enough to also go on the old dough. And he brings this down in the name that goes by Monios and the Mordechai, and also in the name of Tosos. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Hei, the Imrotza Yuchal, if you want to. What are we talking about? Umayri, the Mishnah Berurah says, should tsarich law, that you need to have this other dough, that you want to bake another bread. O Shirotza Lecho Paschamo, you want to have nice fresh bread. And therefore, Lohachi lo ich patlon, therefore we don't care, im agaba misukon gam isa rishona, if by doing this new dough, you're going to also correct the old dough, which you wouldn't be allowed to go correct if you'd made an Erev Yontif. You wouldn't be allowed to do it, but here we don't care. And this is true. Afilu b'chalas Eretz Yisrael. Even in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to do this where the chala is a chi of Doraisa. Yochalasus Eitzazu. You can take advantage of this idea. The issue footnote number 25 brings down a number of interesting scenarios. And he says, Kishain efsharis biyado lefos pas no sefes. If you don't have the ability to go bake another bread, and if you don't do this, you're obviously going to be mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa of taking off the challah from that first dough. For example, when would this be not possible for you to bake new bread? Bilel rishon shel Pesach o sukkos shechayv lecho kezayis pas midaraisa. You'd have to go and eat a kezayis of this midaraisa. If I understand correctly, there would be nothing left over for you to be mafrish on. So therefore, kosav aprima godim shelecho remutu lo hafrish challah. Then you can be mafrish the challah, kivin sham mitzvah daraisa doches isa derabbanan shelafrashas challah biyontif. So then, in this situation, you would be allowed to go do it because the mitzvah of taking off the challah, which is a daraisa, would knock off the din derabbanan that you shouldn't be mafrish challah on yontif. However, he's left with a tzarech ian. This is the prima godim. Now, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shekiv and Shinisha Ritzarachim, since the pre-begodim didn't come to a clear conclusion, what should you do? He says, you're talking Shemutuv Lahafrish Bofazib and Machshav Alobedibur. In this situation, take off Challah in your mind, separate it in your mind, not by actually saying it, and don't make a bracha. This way, you wouldn't be Mevatel Mitzvah Daraisa, but you wouldn't be doing any sort of a Maisa that would be a problem. He says, if, however, you don't need this, you could get matzah from somebody else. But you wouldn't be able to get shmur matzah. In this situation, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is also uncertain what you should do. Should you take advantage of this, taking off the Hafrashas Challah b'machshava without a bracha? And he adds, he says, the rabbi of the city, just like by an Erev, Tavshila, that the Rav says, I'm taking off the Erev Tavshila, I'm making the Erev Tavshila over here on behalf of anybody in my town that forgot to. So the Rav, when he's Mafrish Challah, Erev Pesach, Somach Leben Hashmashos, right before the Ben Hashmashos period of time, should also have in mind that he's being poter anybody that didn't do Hafrashas Challah on a dough that they had forgotten to do Hafrashas Challah on Erev Yontif. And he says, the principle of Zoch and Yodim Shol B'Fonim, that you're doing a favor for them and you can therefore do it without their knowledge, applies over here as well. And Shlomo Zalman, but Lemaisa did this himself. Also brought down by Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak, Shiyakira Yushalayim Omim B'Shoshim Afrishim Chala, the very Bechavadik of people in Yushalayim, when they would be Mafrish Chala, they would also do this. They would say that this should also take effect on any doughs that hadn't yet had Chala taken off, and that they would never have Chala taken off. If the person's going to be Mafrish Chala, obviously this wouldn't take effect. He then continues in this footnote, brings down a Maisa Shahaya with the Maro Diskin, and there were two situations where one time he paskins one way and another time he paskins another way to explain the difference between the two situations. I ain't showing the rest of this footnote. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chavav. He says, you bring another dough, the davka b'yesh bo shir challah. As I pointed out, when I read this is where I got it from, the Mishnah Berurah says that the dough that you're taking now has to have enough of a shear. Let's say it's 5 pounds. So you have to have enough of a shear over here for taking off hafreshes challah. Abul be'ein bo shear, if you don't have the shear of hafreshes challah in this new dough, ela d'mitzar for marishona shi'esh bo, and you're just going to add it onto the first dough in terms of the first dough had the shear, and now you're taking a pound and you're making one challah, also, then you're not allowed to do this. The domi command demafresh challah mi'isa shi'in loshim eriyanta, because in this situation, he brings down to the matzah, the shekel, the primer garden, the yad Ephraim, that this is like you're taking off challah from the dough that you weren't allowed to. This is the dough that you baked or kneaded yesterday on Erev Yontif, and you didn't take off challah, and now you're just doing a little bit more, but it doesn't have the shear of challah, so it's like you're taking off challah from that which you're not allowed to take off challah from. However, he brings down the yesh mekilim. There are those that are mekel in this situation. You can see this in the Shaar HaTzion. This is the Chemed Moshe, the Mekor HaChayim, and the Graz, and this is in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Mem Gimel. Heim Hevinu, they understood, Shemasha Kosvotosus Matzah Achas, Hainu Kefi HaRogel Shikitana. They understood this, that when he said you take off Matzah Achas, that's the normal way of doing it. That's why it used that Lashon. And therefore, the Mishpura continues, V'yesh Mekilin, Dafilu Ein Bo Kashir, even if this new dough doesn't have the shear of Challah, Ayidei Tzir of Tzal, by combining it in the same basket, you can be Mafrish from the new dough, which doesn't have the shear, on the old dough. However, he says, you can rely upon this under extenuating circumstances. The issue footnote 26 does bring down, however, that we're going to learn in Siman Tov Nun Zayin, Stam Shiofa Isa Pochus Mikishir. Seems to say over there, we'll learn this Mi'at Hashem, that you could make Stam, even if the dough is less than the shear, you could do this. Okay, so here the Mishnah Berurah says, you should only do this B'Shas HaTchak. Sivkotn Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yitzarfim Yachad, you somehow combine the two doughs. How do you do this? According to the Mechaber in Yoredeya, he says as follows. If you have the two doughs, like for example, our case, we have the dough from Erev Yontif and the dough from Yontif, and both of them have the shir of challah, b'chol achas shir challah, you don't need them to be in the same kli together. You don't need them to be touching to each other. All you have to do is elaminiach shteim lefonav. You have both of them in front of you, and that's enough. And you can take hafreshes challah from the new dough on the new dough and the old dough. For hochanami, here too, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kane, this is the halacha. As long as both of them have the shear, they don't have to touch each other, they don't have to be in the same kli, they just have to be in front of you. What does it mean being in front of you? So Deir Shu footnote number 27 says, Ba'atim einon lefon of mamish, they don't even have to be directly in front of you. Elohein munochos b'bayis echo, they're in the same house. So we're going to learn in Simon Tov Nun Zayin, Shemit Starfos, they're also capable of being combined in this way, and you can be mafrish challah from the new dough on the old dough that's in the same house, even if it's not in front of you. Then he adds, She'im hein munochos bekelim nifrodim, if they are in separate utensils, one should, yesh lahak b'shu krov himself, ideally you should try to have them near each other, upsuch l'mal, and they shouldn't be covered up, they should be open on the top. And he says, v'ah, im heim shnei mina isol shonim, and if they're two different types of bread, v'odam makbid al taruvusan, and nobody would want to mix these two types of doughs or breads together. So then the Ramah writes in Yoredeya, she'ev shol lahafrish misol chaverti, you still can go and be mafrish from the second dough on the first dough, v'rakim ein b'chol isol shir chala, Ain hay mitzdarfos kisha makbid, and only in a situation where you don't have enough challah, enough dough to take off challah from each one, then you have to be makbid. Otherwise, you don't even have to be makbid here. That concludes Sif Gimel, and now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Hamafrish challah biyontif. If somebody takes off challah on yontif, v'hi tmeya, but the dough is tmeya. Again, we're living in a time where we don't have real tumma and tara. We are all, unfortunately, tmei mesim, and therefore all of our challah is going to be tamei. So when you want to go and be mafrish challah on yontif, and you're dealing over here with tmeya dika challah, so what should you do? Lo yofa osa v'lo yisrafena. You're not allowed to go and bake the challah. You mafrish it from the dough. You take it off, and you're not allowed to bake that piece, and you're not allowed to burn it, which is what you normally would do on a weekday, is burn it. Why? Why can't you burn it on Yontif? Shein sarfim kachim yontif, because you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yontif. Ella, what should you do? Menicha ad erev, you wait till after Yontif, v'sarfa, and then you go and burn it after Yontif. That's what you do with challah that is tmeya, but you can't do it on Yontif. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Ches, Hu Adin Truma V'Chala. The same thing applies with Truma and with Chala Bizman Hazeh Shekulanu Tamei Meisim. This applies today. Nowadays we're all Tamei Meisim, and therefore we can't ever eat the Truma or the Chala, and therefore we burn it. But you're not allowed to burn it on Yontif. You burn it after Yontif. Siv Katan Chav Tes Lo Yofa Osa. You're not allowed to go and bake it. Mishum Di Asur Bachila, because nobody's allowed to eat it, and therefore you're not allowed to bake it on Yontif if nobody can eat it. You're not even allowed to move it. It's muktzah. It's not allowed to be baked. It's not allowed to be eaten. And therefore, it's muktzah. The alpha PK, nevertheless, however, at the moment that you're kneading it and you take off a piece and you say, this is going to be hafrosh's challah, it's still in your hand before you put it down. So then we have a heter. Rashai l'taltala, you're allowed to move it to any place that you want, and then ad cholamoid, and you leave it there to cholamoid, and then you can burn it. You don't have to drop it in the middle of your kitchen table and leave the challah there all yontif. No, when it's in your hand, then you would be mafresh challah, so then you go put it wherever you want to put it, in a safe place, out of the way, and this way, you're not allowed to be metaltal after that, but while it's still in your hand, when you called it, you're allowed to. How come that's so? So the Dershu footnote number 28 explains that when the Isa is in your hand, it only became Muktzah in your hand when you called it the name of Hafarshas Chala. Barak biyadu, the end of the footnote, he says, Barak biyadu is Chadish L'Shem Muktzah. Only at that point did it become Muktzah, and therefore that's why you're allowed to move it. As opposed to, normally we say, you're not allowed to be metaltal something just because it's in your hand. Eino ela b'klisha malachtul iser. That's a kli that's malachtul iser. Ach lo b'dover shedino ke muktzah mach maskufa, but not something that's muktzah by itself. But here, since it was only became muktzah in your hand, you're allowed to. And he adds, al pizeh hosif sha'ochal pri. If somebody eats a fruit, v'nishar agarim b'yodo, you're eating a plum, and you have the pit in your hand after you eat the plum, yitochein shia muta lo l'taltalas agarim l'chol mokum shiyotze. You can take the plum in your hand with the pit, the reindeer that's left over, and throw it away. That is a heter. You're allowed to do this. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Lamed. You're not allowed to burn Chalo or Truma on Yontif, Ain Sarfim Kotchim be Yontif. So the Mishbura says, V'afel gav this rapist Chalo Tmeya Mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah to do this. So why can't you do this? Mikol Mokum Eino Dochi Yontif. This mitzvah isn't Dochi Yontif, Shu Aseh V'los Aseh, because there's two things over here with Yontif. There's an Aseh to keep Yontif holy, and there's a Los Aseh not to burn stuff that you're not allowed to use on Yontif. So the Aseh of burning the Kotchim can't knock off an Aseh and a Los Aseh. That's a general rule throughout Shas. Now we go to Sivkot and Lamed Aleph. What should you do? You leave it there until night and then burn it. Umashma l'chora, it seems from the simple understanding of the Mechaber that as soon as it's night, out of Erev, mashma l'chora, the sarfa b'layla, you'll have to go burn it at nighttime. However, he says, ayin in the bir halacha, mashma kosavim b'zeh. He says, look in the bir halacha, dibra maskel, elame nicha out of Erev, and see that the Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Hagos, Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, he was medactic over it. It says, Ein sarfim kochim balayla, the imkain, luchora, who adin, luchuma, v'chalashnitu. How are you allowed to burn this at night? So he questions the Mechaber, saying over here that benichada erev is sarfa, you really have to leave it till the following morning and burn it then. He says, luchora, who adin, luchuma, v'chalashnitu. You're not allowed to burn them at night. However, Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Mishnayis and Bamei Madlikim where it says, L'chor is Shesor for Truma V'layla. It seems to suggest there that you're allowed to. Shari Amar, Rak Shein Madlikim, Hashem Asefer B'yantiv, implying, Avo B'chol Madlikim. You can do it at any time on the Chol, including night. Hadlok, Hum Estama V'layla. V'imkein, Af B'chol, Ein Lahadlik, U'muchad Shesor for V'layla. So you're allowed to go do it at night. However, he then says, I found in the Rishonim, they bring a Yerushalmi in this regard, brings down various Rishonim who disagree and say, L'diri Yerushalmi ain't wavon, they don't understand the Yerushalmi. Gam toli lo shom demand oma mila shlo bizman nimo b'layla. It seems to say there that if you can't do a mila bizman, you'll have to do it at night. But we don't do that. V'anan lo kaim alon kaim on the omar. He says, Tzorich iyan shom Yerushalmi u'diri Yerushonim, as to whether we apply this, that you can't burn the kochim at night or not. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, this is all talking about Chosev Chalas Eretz Yisrael, Sheasrul Utmeim. This is talking about an Eretz Yisrael where the Chala has a real status and a tummy person can't eat it. Or likewise, V'chutz Laretz, V'vekomos, Sheino Agim La'achila L'koin Tar. Or in Chutz Laretz where you technically could eat it, but the minig is not to give it to a Kohen who's Tar Mitumas Keri, such as the Hainu Godel Shetaval, a Godel that went to the Mikvah, or a Katan Pachas Viventesha that doesn't have the possibility of having Tumas Keri. So in places where nobody eats it, then this din applies. Or there's no coin there, so what are you going to do with it? Avolim Noagim Loses Lekohen, but in places where the minig was to go, in fact, to give it to a Kohen under the age of 9 or a Kohen that was Taval, in those places, in Chalas Chutz La'aretz, Avolim Noagim Loses Lekohen, V'yesham Kohen, there is a Kohen over there, Mutal Olef also, then you'll have to bake because he can eat it. And these dinim will discuss in his Boil El and Simon Tov Nun Zayin. Now we go to Sifhei. The Mechaber writes, Mutal Lassos B'yontiv Pitin Gedolin, on Yontiv you'll have to go bake large challahs, large doughs. V'lo chayshina, we don't concern ourselves with maybe shemitoch kach yavu lefos yosi mashin tzorach. We don't concern ourselves with, once we allow you to bake a large dough, you're going to bake a bunch of large doughs and you'll do it for the rest of the week. And that, of course, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov for the rest of the week. What's the concern over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot Lamed Beis, Rotz Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us here that you might have thought, Rotz Lomar, how will the ein ba torach kol kach? You might have said it's not such a big deal to make a big challah. You make a lot of little bulkalach, a lot of little challah rolls, so each one has to be individually shaped, as opposed to one big. You take the dough, you make one big thing. So therefore, you might have thought that, I might have thought that there's a concern, that since it's so easy to do so, that you can go and make many, many more. Because to make a big challah is very easy. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Nun, the Chofetz Chaim says, we're talking here, Shezeh HaPas Gadol Tzorchlo, that you need this Pas Gadol, at least the first one. Ochein, Havamina, Sheish Lochosh, Shema, Yofa, Od Pas, Achrei, Shein Lo Bezeh, Torah Kol Kach. We're talking here that you definitely need one. So once you're ready doing one, you might say, you might have thought, Havamina, that you're allowed to go, you may come to do many others. Vayinu Ba'ofen She'asur, and this would be not allowed, because you don't really need these other ones. Now, why would it be in a way that's not allowed? Don't we normally say that bread is mishtabeach? The bread gets better if there are other beds breaking. So we're talking here, uchagon, betana gadol, in a very large oven. So putting in an extra bread won't make the first bread any better. Or become a problem, or to do this a second time, to bake it a second time. The betana kotel, because as I pointed out, in a smaller oven, or pamachas, to bake it at the same time, so then you are allowed to bake extra breads that you don't need for yontiv. Afilu lefos yosu mimashet tzorech, less lumba, there is no problem. Because the bread is improved. Every loaf of bread that you put in there is going to be better from the fact that there are other breads being baked. Those are the facts, that one bread will somehow improve the other bread. And we already learned this, and we'll learn it again. We'll keep the comment in Simon Tov Kuv Zayin Sivvot. And he says, "V'adin shemutu lo lefos charam dakim ma'od." And you likewise allowed to make very, very thin breads. Afal gav the Torah harbe, even though there's a lot of work involved over here. Barichas uvlichas kol achas v'achas. Even though you have to do a lot of work, you're allowed to do this because the halach is that you're allowed to go and bake bread on yontif. And we're not concerned over here that you're going to do it in a way that you're going to be marbe and do other things that aren't allowed. The rabbis didn't institute exera in this situation. With this, we conclude today's shir.